The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our friends in Tampa, Florida on 570 and 910 AM. Thank you for joining me. And to our friends here in Columbus, Ohio, on AM 880, WRFD, and 104.5 FM. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And that's the number that Joe in Columbus, Ohio, has called. Hey, Joe, welcome. You're first up this hour. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
My pleasure. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Doing good. I just realized that the clock on my radio is wrong because you said 5 o'clock and it still says 4. So I need to fix that.
Well, the biggest clock in our house is still an hour behind. It hangs on the wall with this screw. And it is terrible to get that thing back on that screw. And so I put it off and put it off and put it off. So the biggest clock in our house still says it would say 4:07 right now. So anyway. So I'm with you, brother. I am with you. And I cannot tell you how many times I know it's an hour wrong, but I look at it and get all discombobulated. All right. Anyway, what's on your mind?
Gotcha. I wanted to weigh in on Don Lemon's comments. I guess he was talking about, you know, how he was upset with the Vatican, how they won't validate, you know, same-sex unions, and how he actually, you know, I guess trying to inspire both Catholics and Christians for us to be more like Jesus. But apparently, I guess he hasn't read about what Jesus stood for, because even Jesus reiterated that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Absolutely.
And also, he made them male and female. And better yet, he said what God put together, let no man put asunder. So for the simple fact that he's telling people to be more like Jesus, if I were to relay what Jesus said, that would make him look completely crazy.
Well, and this, Joe, I was going to say this in the previous segment, but I ran out of time, so I'm glad you brought it up again. Think of the arrogance of this man. The Catholic right. Church has not changed what they believe on marriage for almost 2,000 years. They have taught the same thing. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Don Lemon wants this church to change their doctrine so he can do what he wants to do. Think of the right. arrogance of that.
Right, absolutely. And that just blows your mind. It just, yeah. That's what it seems to be with the whole left. And that's the reason why, you know, we continue to preach Christ and we preach morality. Because, there, you know, one thing about Christ sets a standard.
Yeah.
And if there is no standard, then anything goes. And that's the problem that we're seeing in our society.
That's exactly right.
And if there's no standard, then pretty much anything goes.
And when anything goes, everyone suffers. Everybody does.
Absolutely.
Everybody
absolutely.
Suffers. All right,
especially the children.
All right. Go change your clock, all right? And I'll try to change mine
absolutely.
Tonight. All right. God bless you. Thanks.
Yep, God bless.
All right. And one other thing. Before I got a really cool story about a discovery in Israel. I love these stories. But I've said this literally thousands of times. When you follow God's standards, you have clarity. May not like it, but you have clarity. You know what's right, you know what's wrong, you know what's good, what's bad. All right? When you depart from God's standards, when you reject God's standards, you have nothing but chaos and hurt and injury. Here's a point I try to make often because we got new people coming to the program all the time, and a lot of people don't understand this. Yes, the Bible does talk about sin. Yes, God called a whole bunch of things sin, but why? Here's the reason. The only reason God ever called anything sin is because it will hurt you. Why does a loving parent say no to a child? It's hard to say no. It would be much easier to say yes, 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 yes. I want a candy bar for dinner instead of carrots. Well, it'd be a whole lot easier to say, sure, honey, go ahead and have the candy bar. Saying yes is so much easier. It's hard to say no. But why does a parent say no all the time? Because it's what's best for the child. Child doesn't know that. Child doesn't know that carrots are better than a candy bar. But the parent does. Sharp objects. Playing ball in the middle of the street. Looking both ways at the intersection. You go on and on and on and on and on. Parents say, no, 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 no. Can't do, no, no, can't do that. Why? Number one, because the parent loves the child and the parent knows that will harm you. That's bad. That will hurt you. God, the ultimate parent, the creator, has said, nope, 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 that's not good. Nope, that'll hurt you. No, nope. No, 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 same sex. No, 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 that'll hurt you. And it will. Take a look at the science. Take a look at the studies indicating the decreased life expectancy of the average homosexual male compared to the average heterosexual male. Take a look. Take a look at the prevalence of disease among homosexual men compared to heterosexual men. Take a look. It's a dangerous lifestyle. It hurts. It harms. It shortens your lifespan. Because God knows best. He does. And, but little immature kids want their way. Hey, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. You ever see the kid in the grocery store, doesn't get what he wants, the spoiled little brat, starts throwing things and throwing a temper tantrum? That's what adults, apart from God, do. When you try to impose, don't impose your morality on me. I mean, I'm not, it's not my morality, it's God's. All right, enough of that. I love this story. I love it. I love it. Probably just get into it, and then we'll finish it up when we come back. Headline from the Jerusalem Post. 2,000-year-old biblical text found in Israel, the first discovered since the Dead Sea Scrolls. Isn't this amazing? They have found portions of some of the Old Testament prophets that are over 2,000 years old. The scrolls written in Greek, but God's name appears in Paleo-Hebrew. The scraps of Scripture include passages from the minor prophets, including Nahum. This is cool stuff. This is cool stuff. I got to take a break, and I'll finish this up when we come back. They are still discovering manuscripts from the Word of God, written dozens, hundreds of years apart, hundreds of miles apart, by scribes that had never met each other, and yet they all agree with each other. It's phenomenal. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome. Yes, this is Bob Burney Live. And if you live in the Tampa, Florida area and you just tuned in, you're going, I thought I'm supposed to be listening to Bill Bunkley. Who's this Bernie guy? Well, this Bernie guy is up in Ohio, and we're simulcasting while Bill is away from the microphone for a few days. And what a privilege and an honor to fill in for Bill Bunkley. I love this story. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love biblical archaeology. I'm not an expert on anything. I get probably never happened. Something on my bucket list would be an archaeological expedition somewhere in Israel. I would love to get, you know, down on your hands and knees with a little scalpel and paintbrush and discover something exciting. Like I said, I don't think that'll ever happen, but it would certainly be fun. Headline from today's Jerusalem Post, 2,000-year-old biblical text found in Israel. The first since the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Israeli Department of Antiquities is doing a extensive search of caves all over the Dead Sea area. And there are thousands and thousands of them. If you've had the privilege of going to Israel, you always go down to the Dead Sea and you'll see Qumran. You'll almost always pass Qumran. But if you look up in the hills, there are just thousands of little caves. And for the last 100 years, experts have been, well, not just experts, thieves, robbers have been looking into these caves for artifacts. And sadly and unfortunately, many, many, many of the artifacts have been stolen by robbers and sold and destroyed and whatever. And that's why the archaeology department, the Department of Antiquities in Israel, is really stepping up the efforts to get into some of these caves that, as far as they know, have not been explored. So recently, they were surveying some caves down in the Dead Sea area, and the only way to get to these caves was to attach ropes from the cliffs above and rappel down and then go into the caves. Too stiff, too steep to go up from the bottom and so forth. Anyway, they had made a remarkable discovery. The cave has become known as the Cave of Horror. And the reason for that is they found some skeletons, particularly the skeleton of a child thought to be probably about 6 years old, wrapped and naturally mummified. It was not officially mummified with spices and so forth, but it was wrapped up when the child died. Don't know what the cause of death, but it was wrapped, and just the climate and thousands of years have mummified the body of this little child, and evidently just incredibly well preserved. Well, in this cave, they have found portions of several of the minor prophets. The prophet Nahum, the prophet Zechariah, probably the most extensive fragment is from Zechariah. And here's the amazing thing. We presently have well over 5,000 individual manuscripts of the Old Testament. 5,000 bits and pieces. Some are entire books. Some are chapters. Some are just a few words and everything in between. So tiny, tiny little fragments to entire books. Over 5,000, okay? Most of them date from 100 to 200 years AD, some a little bit older. And they were discovered in many, many, many different places, hundreds of miles apart, from different periods of time, copied by different scribes who did not know each other, had never met each other, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And there was remarkable agreement between these fragments, these manuscripts of Scripture. Then the Dead Sea Scrolls back in the 60s, it was a monumental discovery. I mean, it was earth-shattering discovery, all of these Dead Sea Scrolls. And they found hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of additional manuscripts of the Old Testament. And here's what the skeptics said. Ha-ha. These are going to be totally different from the manuscripts that are already in existence. Because these manuscripts were written by different scribes at a different time than we have found before, and hundreds of miles away from where we have found, not necessarily hundreds of miles, many miles away from where the other manuscripts have been found, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, these skeptics were saying it's almost humanly impossible for these manuscript fragments to agree with each other. And here's the reason. Have you ever played the game Telephone? You get a whole line of people, five, six, seven people. They're all sitting side by side. Somebody whispers in the ear of the first person in line a little short story. And then they have to turn and whisper in the ear of the next person the same story, exactly the same. They're supposed to remember it and pass it on exactly. Well, depending on how many people you have in the line, six, seven, eight people, by the time you get to the end, the story has changed completely. Many times there's nothing left of the original story. You know what I'm talking about. Well, in script finding manuscripts, you would think the same thing would happen. They would be changed dramatically from this scribe, this copyist, to another, and so forth. So when the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered, biblical scholars were thrilled to death, but so were the skeptics. The skeptic said, ha, now we're going to see whether God has really preserved his word, as the Bible believers say. Well, it took many, many, many years to discover the Dead Sea Scrolls, to take them, to preserve them, to unroll them, and then to read them. And here was the conclusion. The agreement among all of the manuscripts, the ones found before the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Dead Sea Scrolls themselves, the agreement was over 95%. Basically humanly impossible to have that kind in ancient times, where everything had to be copied by hand by scribes. The agreement, over 95%. Folks, listen. There is no doubt God has his hand on his word. I say it all the time. Don't ever be ashamed, embarrassed that you believe the Bible. And here is just another discovery of ancient manuscripts proving the validity of the Word of God.